Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Hi. Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we have a special broadcast this evening. I'm going to do a special report today on East St. Louis sports. This will probably be my final broadcast. It's been a long time since I've been on air. Like I told you, I've been going through some very difficult health problems. And it's been very tough for me. I've taken a lot of pain pills so I could do this broadcast. And without further ado, let me get right into it, because this is going to be one of my longest broadcasts, and it will probably be my final broadcast. So all of you all who have been following me, this is Jay Lamont, and we're going to get into a very in-depth look into the East St. Louis greats. I'm going to name a lot of people for you East St. Louis sports enthusiasts. It's not going to be a lot of people that you may know. It's going to be in an era of maybe the 70s and some of the 80s. Not much of the 80s, not much of the 90s. Because my memory is very bad. I have a lot of issues with my memory. And that's part of my illness. I'll just spell it out to you, but I'm not gonna disclose it. But anyway, this will be my final broadcast, and I'm gonna give you a little synopsis of what I'm gonna break down to you. East St. Louis had several junior high schools. They're called middle schools now, but back in the day, they were called junior high schools. And in those days, the junior high schools, I think, were a lot further along than the middle schools that I see today. When I watched the middle schools play basketball and football, they remind me of Little League. They remind me like that they haven't they're just not further along as the guys were back in the day. The guys back in the day were trained, I guess, because they had better facilities. Not better facilities, but I guess they grew up playing more outside. And so when, by the time they got to middle school, they were ready. I mean, they were ready. I mean, they were almost ready for high school. So without further ado, I'm going to get into it. They had middle schools like Lansdowne Junior High, Rock Junior High, Hughes Quinn Junior High, and King Junior High, Martin Luther King Junior High. So if I forget any of the junior high schools, like I said, blame it on my memory and not on my heart. And if I forget any of the names of some of you guys, hey, again, blame it on my memory and not on my heart. So don't take it personal. I'm not trying to leave anybody out. And I'm going to start off with the middle schools, because most of these guys played for either East St. Louis Lincoln Tigers, Assumption Pioneers, or either the East St. Louis Senior High School Flyers. So I started to just do the East St. Louis Lincoln Tigers and East St. Louis Flyers. But I said, well, I'll just do the the middle schools, because then I won't leave, because some of these guys didn't play at the high school level. And they were very, very good athletes. So I'm going to leave it at that. And we'll name some of the coaches and some of the people that, you know, made great contributions to the East St. Louis football tradition. And East St. Louis has a very, very good football, athletic tradition. And that we're going to cover pretty much all of them. And we'll start off with the Lansdowne Tigers. And they had some very good coaches. I'm not going to name what they coached, but Earl Tree Harris leads the tandem. And they had a guy named Bo Dick Marshall, Perry Hill, and Wendell Johnson. Those guys led Lansdowne to some very, very victorious championships. And we're going to name some of the players who played under these guys. Everybody knows that Earl Tree Harris is like a phenomenon in East St. Louis. He's like, I can't explain it to you, but even his sons, they came in through the market of East St. Louis, and they dominated. I can't think of some of their names right off. But Earl Tree Harris, yeah, and Bo Dick, they were, Bo Dick Marshall, they are like, they sit on the mountaintop. And we're going to start off with a guy named Charles Sugarman Hamilton. This guy was a very good football player. He also played basketball. Melvin Juice Rogers, very good athlete. Woodrow Shaw, Kevin Pahu Moore, Ronald Nails Morris. They also called him Skull, but he was a very good athlete. Ralph Boyd, very, very good football player and a track man. Cedric Robertson, very, very good football player and wrestler. A tough, tough dude, Cedric Robertson. Then you have a man named Craig Patton. Craig Patton was a very, very good athlete, a very intelligent football player and track man. Dwayne Allen, the Allen brothers, Patrick and Dwayne Allen, cross country boys, track boys, phenomenal athletes in their own right. Worcester Williams, football player, track guy, just a freak of nature. Just a phenomenal athlete. Big Steven Jones, track man. Alexander Gilbert played basketball at Indiana State with the great Larry Bird, and his brother Tessie Gilbert, very, very good football player in his own right. And that's the Lansdowne Tigers. If anybody that I missed, again, blame it on my memory and not on my heart. I'm going to go to the Hughes-Quinn Hornets, because I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember hardly any of those guys. So it's not very many of them. And I couldn't remember most of their names, but I do remember their nicknames. And one of those guys was Van Dooley. Now, Van Dooley was a big guy with speed. He could do it all. He played basketball, football. He was just another one of those guys that was kind of like a freak of nature. Poochie Cotton. Poochie Cotton was a very good ball player. He played football and basketball, Poochie Cotton. Lorenzo Nicholson, very, very good football player. He was a quarterback. Lester Bird. Lester Bird was a running back. He played, he played running back, and he also started, I think it was Indiana State. It was either Indiana State or Illinois State, but I believe it was Indiana State. But Lester Bird was a very, very good running back, elusive, quick. He could do it. And then you had Big Doug, and Big Winky. I don't remember their names, but Big Doug and Big Winky would, they tear you up. They tear you up. And then you had the Scott brothers, Tim Scott and Victor Kubu Scott. Now, Tim Scott, I got to mention this guy because Tim Scott, he was before Steph with the Golden State Warriors. He would launch it from 3 and 4 point range before there was a 3 point range. That was Tim Scott. And then you got the incredible Victor Kubu Scott, who played for the Dallas Cowboys. And when he ran that touchdown back, yeah, I was jumping up and down for joy. So Victor Kubu Scott played for, you know, for the Hughes Quinn Hornets. And we're going to go to the Rock Warriors because there's quite a few of those guys. Excuse me, I'm, you know, I have trouble with my voice. And that's another reason why I'm not going to be broadcasting anymore, because it takes a lot for me to talk. The Rock Warriors, they had a coach named Coach McNuckles. And I don't remember a lot about the other coaches at Rock. I'm sure they had other coaches, but Coach McNuckles was a very, very good coach. And I remember him coaching almost everything, track, football. Coach McNuckles was a very good man. He cared about those guys. And we're going to start off with a guy named Elbert Bryant. I heard that, I never saw him play, but I heard that he was a dynamite. I heard that Elbert Bryant was a very good basketball player. Albert Dixon, if you don't know, now you know. He was a pro football player. I remember him playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. I do believe he played for Minnesota Vikings also, but like I said, strike it on my memory and not on my heart. But the Dixon boys, Cleveland, Sugar Bay Dixon, Daryl Dixon, they all were very fine football players. Matter of fact, Cleveland Dixon was probably one of the hardest hitting Dixon boys that I know. And of course, we got to mention Daryl Dixon, who played at Michigan State. And then you have the Gaines brothers. Yeah, the Gaines brothers. I think it was three of them, but I only remember Sherman Gaines and Jerome Gaines. And Coco was, dirty boy, dirty. In a good way, because he was my teammate. And I'd take him any day. Sherman Gaines played football, and Jerome Gaines also played football. And then you had the Townsend brothers also at Rock, Larry Townsend and Marvin Townsend. And those guys were tremendous athletes in their own right. They played basketball and ran track. I could talk about them for days because, they were just good ball players. Also, this guy, Tony Moore. I was told that Tony Moore, who was my cousin, I never saw him play, but Tony Moore, they said he was probably the best scorer that anybody had ever seen at that time. So I never saw him play, but Tony Moore was a great, great basketball player for Rock. And then you had the great Roger Gulley. Yeah, boy, I saw Roger play. He could shoot that basketball, but more so over, he could run an offense. Roger Gulley could run an offense, and he could distribute that basketball. But he also could score, so he was pretty much an all-around guy. Then you had my man, Robert Mosby. I had to say it like that because Robert Mosby was smooth as silk, and he would hit that jumper from the corner. Bang in your face. Then you had my man, Robert Dribbs Robinson. Dribbs looked like he grew overnight. This little skinny little kid, 5'10". And then the next summer, he's like 6'3", 6'4". And Dribbs had a tryout with the Chicago Bulls. And he says Michael Jordan taught him quite a bit while he was with the Bulls. So you had a good player in Lamont Robinson. And then you had none other than the first one to do it out of East St. Louis, Herbert Bobo Nobles. And I believe that Bobo played for Kansas. Like I said, my memory might show me wrong, but Bobo played for Kansas, and he had a little stint in the NBA. And then you had Big Daniel, Big Boo Reed. And Big Boo would, he'd do some damage to you too on that offensive line for the East St. Louis Flyers. And then you had MJ West, one of the hardest hitting defensive backs that I knew. And then you had the Coleman brothers. Yeah, Rock had some dangerous weapons. You had the Coleman brothers, Bobby Coleman, who played basketball at Lincoln, and Ray Coleman, who played basketball at East St. Louis Senior High School and became later on became the head coach for the East St. Louis Flyers and took those guys all the way to the state. I believe that they went all the way to the semifinals or close to state. So yeah, give a shout out to the Coleman brothers. They were very, very good ball players. Then you had a guy named Rodney Parnell. I didn't see him play, but I heard that this guy was the real, the truth, the deal. Gary Joshua. I had to mention a little Gary Joshua because Gary Joshua, he was a little guy. He was a big man in a little guy's body. Let's just put it that way. He wasn't afraid of anyone. And Gary Joshua would catch that ball. Then you had the Palmer brothers. Now, you're talking about two guys that will hit you and knock you through a brick wall. You're talking about the Palmer brothers. That's Michael Palmer and Darren Palmer. Those two guys were the real deal. And then you had a guy, I'm not going to fret not, William Coleman. Man, William Coleman would smooth, don't throw him a low fastball. I just put it to you that way. That left-hander would rock it over the fence. William Coleman. Then you had a guy named Anthony Travis, Toby Haywood, Elvis Griffin, and not only my man, Stanley Chick Braggs, who could do it all. Chick was a very, very good football player and a very, very good track man. And none other than my friend, one of the best track men of all time, Calvin Lightning Smith. Probably one of the greatest track men in East St. Louis history. One of the fastest men that I've ever known in East St. Louis. Calvin Lightning Smith. Then you had one of the best baseball players that ever come out of East St. Louis. His name is Roy Carlisle. I know you guys know some of these names. Roy Carlisle, one of the best baseball players. And if I'm not mistaken, he played professionally over in Australia, if I'm not mistaken. And then one of the best guys to ever lace up the tennis shoes was Ricky Slaughter. Yeah, you guys know Ricky Slaughter. He's the guy that, if I'm not mistaken, he takes pictures for Max Preps. Yeah, he's the guy that you see with the snow white beard, and he's taking pictures at all the East St. Louis Flyer basketball games. That's Ricky Slaughter. Don't count him out, baby. He was smooth as silk on the basketball court. Al James, and none other than Darnell D.D. Heavens running that thing for East St. Louis state team. Kim Moore, Michael White, and none other than Monkey B, and to round it out, Richard Townsend, one of the fastest men on the state championship East St. Louis Flyers. That is the Rock Warriors. The Rock Warriors. That was, if you notice, you always wondered why they always talked about Rock and how good they were. Now you know those names. If you keep up with East St. Louis, now you know why they were so good. And another junior high school that was pretty darn good. And they were always in the runnings for the city championship. And if they didn't win the city championship, they were always, you know, they were fighting for it. If they didn't win it, they got second. So I'm going to name these guys. And they had a coach. I don't remember all of their coaches. I remember Mr. Mosley. I remember that guy. This was the Clark Cardinals. And when I name some of these guys, you're going to go, wow, wow, wow. First and foremost, I'm going to name a guy named Lakeith Smith. Lakeith Smith was a football player at East St. Louis Senior High School, one of the hardest hitting defensive backs that I knew. I remember him bending a couple of face masks in practice. That guy was one of the hardest hitters at defensive back, Lakeith Smith. Then you had the Howard brothers, Dana Howard and Jeff Howard, two professionals that were just out of this world. Jeff Howard played at the University of Miami, and Dana Howard played at the University of Illinois and went on to play with the St. Louis Rams and the Dallas Cowboys. So, yeah, we're talking about two professionals right there. And then you had my man, James Pops Melton. Pops would jump out the gym. He played basketball, ran track. And if I'm not mistaken, he high jumped around 6'8", 6'10", somewhere around there. I mean, or in between there. But James Pops Melton was probably one of the best athletes in East St. Louis history. Write it down. Then you had my man, Byron Left Middlebrook. Byron Middlebrook was one of the best hurdlers in our era. Byron Middlebrook was one of the state qualifiers. He was very, very good at what he did. And we're going to round it on off and take it to Jimmy Heavens. Jimmy Heavens was one of the basketball players. He was a guard on the basketball team, and he was just running the offense. I'll just put it that way. Jimmy Heavens was no joke, and he could pull it up. He'd just stop on a dime and just pull it up. But mostly, he was the quarterback. He ran that offense. Then we got William Buckus Johnson. Buckus was the quarterback on the football team. He ran the ball. He threw the ball. He was the doctor. He did it all. Buckus Johnson for the Clark Cardinals. We had Herbert Hoosman. Herbert Hoosman was a man amongst boys. He was a basketball player. I believe he played at UMSL. He was very, very good basketball player. We all thought that he would be one of our professionals. He didn't go pro, but I believe that he should have or should have gotten his shot. Then we had a man at Clark, Bobby Cole. Bobby Cole was a great, great athlete. He probably could play any sport he wanted to. He played football. He was a great swimmer. And just a great athlete. Terrell Cole, who was the athletic trainer for most of those guys, but he was probably the best swimmer out of all of these guys. So I had to mention Terrell because the high schools and middle schools didn't have a swim team, but we had swimming. And he was probably one of the best swimmers. So I had to mention Terrell Cole, because he was a heck of an athlete himself. And we had the great Roy Coleman. Roy Coleman was a great athlete. He played football and ran track, and he played basketball. So Roy Coleman was one of the great, great athletes that come out of Clark Junior High School. Then you had Michael Works. Michael Works played football, and he wrestled. And he was a great, great athlete, played baseball. And he was just phenomenal in his own right. Cecil Griffin, football, baseball, track, pole vaulter, hurdler. He was an Olympic qualifier. Yes, Cecil Griffin played at Jackson State University. I could go on and on and on. Had speed galore. Cecil Griffin. Craig Hicks, probably one of the most underrated athletes in East St. Louis and probably one of the best that you'll find. Craig Hicks played football, played basketball. I don't remember if he ran track, but Craig Hicks, probably one of the most underrated, best athletes that I ever witnessed. Oh, and then you had my man, Eugene Leprechaun Neal, probably one of the best basketball players that you'll ever meet. Eugene Leprechaun Neal was a great, great basketball player. Then you had the Mr. Smooth, Marcus Lewis. Marcus Lewis, I believe he would have won state until he pulled that hamstring in the, was it with the qualifying rounds or? But he pulled a hamstring trying to qualify for state. He was the leading man going into the 1977-78 state track meet. And what a time to pull a hamstring. And I believe he still got sixth or eighth or something like that with a pulled hamstring. So shout out to my man, Marcus Lewis. Then we had my man, the Ramsey brothers at Clark. Marcus Ramsey, we call him Cheetah. Marcus Cheetah Ramsey and Kevin Ramsey, two of the greatest, greatest players in Clark history. Not only in Clark history, but East St. Louis history. Those two guys were very, very good athletes. And then we're going to take it to Marty Gully. Marty Gully probably was one of the greatest baseball players to play at East St. Louis Senior High School. He was one of the best pitchers, and he would throw that ball. He would throw that curveball. And yeah, Marty Gully. Then we had the Slack brothers, George Slack and Kevin Slack, two of the best, best football players to come out of the South End. Well, not quite the South End, but over there by Virginia Park. And George Slack would have that ball thrown to him by a guy named Lumbia Tolliver. Yes, boy. Lumbia Tolliver was the first guy to throw for 1,000 yards in East St. Louis history. Lumbia Tolliver was also the state champion in the hurdles, in the high hurdles. Lumbia Tolliver was one of the greatest athletes in East St. Louis history, and he should be given a day. I'm telling you that now. He should be given a day in East St. Louis lore. Then you had the great Ty Taylor. Tyrone Taylor, probably one of the best athletes that you'll ever find in East St. Louis history. This guy was a high jumper, basketball player. He was very, very good at what he did. I believe he held records. They probably had gotten broken, but Ty Taylor was probably one of the best athletes at Western Illinois University. Ty Taylor. Then we had the Winslow brothers, Kellen Winslow and David Winslow. Do I need to say more? David Winslow was a heck of a basketball player. I forget where he played at. I want to say Seymour or Umsel. I forget where David played at, but you're talking about a smooth lefty. And Kellen Winslow, the Hall of Famer from East St. Louis Senior High School. Kellen Winslow went on to play for the San Diego Chargers, and the Hall of Fame was his end mark. Need not say anymore. Then you had Graylin Townsend. Graylin Townsend played at Clark. He was a football player, very good player. He played at East St. Louis Senior High School. Then you had the Vickers brothers, Brian and Marty Vickers. Brian played fullback for East St. Louis Senior High School. Marty Vickers played basketball for East St. Louis High School. And you had Keith Boogie Lewis, who started off as a forward on the basketball team and wind up sometimes playing the point guard when Jimmy Heavens would come out and need a breather. Boogie would bring it up the court. And we had none other than Coach Marion Stallings, who we all know was an All-American at, where did he play in St. Louis? Lindenwood, I believe. But Marion Stallings became a professional with the New York Jets. Yeah, Marion Stallings, one of the hardest hitting defensive backs that East St. Louis has ever seen. Marion Stallings became a coach at East St. Louis Senior High School. And as far as I'm concerned, Marion Stallings should be in the Hall of Fame as a coach. And he should be in the Hall of Fame as a high school coach. He's one of the best that we've ever seen. He's the his defensive mindset is far, far beyond most, even today. And I believe he's just retired, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, we're going to pause for the cause. And no, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. My thing is telling me I should pause. No, we're going to pause for the cause and we'll stop and we'll give you a commercial or two and then we'll start back. This is Vengeance Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're on the Clark Cardinals. We'll resume in just a minute. Okay, we're back. We stopped at Marion Stallings, and as I said, I think he should be in the High School Hall of Fame. And if anybody has a vote on that, please offer him as one of the coaches who should be inducted in the High School Hall of Fame. We're going to continue with the Jones brothers. That will be David and Alvin Jones. They played football at East St. Louis Senior High School. Alvin won a state championship as quarterback in 1980 at East St. Louis Senior High School. Very, very good quarterback, very underrated. He was the first to win a state championship. And when they mentioned quarterbacks in East St. Louis lore, they mentioned quite a few quarterbacks, and I never hear Alvin's name mentioned. And so, yeah, I'm going to give him a shout out because Alvin was probably one of the better quarterbacks to ever grace the field of East St. Louis Senior High School. And his brother, David Jones, was one of the best fullbacks ever. I'm going to say that again. He was one of the best fullbacks ever. Him and Pete Robertson. Yeah, him and James Pete Robertson. They probably were the two best fullbacks that I ever saw play. And then you're going to go with my man, Rudolph Hyde. Now, I'm going to mention Rudolph because Rudolph played basketball and football. And Rudolph probably during that time when we were in junior high school, Rudolph Hyde was probably one of the best athletes in East St. Louis history. This guy was phenomenal. Rudolph was a very, very good athlete. He could play it all. He could do it all. He could play it all. So I'm going to just give Rudolph a shout. Rudolph Hyde, basketball, football. Darnell Mister. Darnell Mister was a heck of a wrestler. I remember when he first transferred in from New York. And hey, man, he caught us by storm. I mean, he just came in and just started wrestling. And yeah, Darnell Mister, one of the best to ever wrestle at East St. Louis Senior High School. And you had the great, great Willie Sweet P. Rogers. And if you don't know who Willie Sweet P. Rogers is, just go look at some film and you'll know he dominated the court at Clark Junior High School and East St. Louis Senior High School. Went on to play football at the University of Missouri. Willie Sweet P. Rogers. And then you had my man, Lamont Adams. Lamont Adams played basketball at East St. Louis Senior High School. He also played football at East St. Louis Senior High School. Lamont Adams, one of the great, great basketball players out of Clark. And none other than Maurice Tolson, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time on that 1975 squad with Kellen Winslow, Cecil Griffin, Askia Hamid. Yeah, Maurice Tolson. And then you had my man, Vernon Shipp. Vernon Shipp, he was a very, very good basketball player at Clark. Norman Owens played basketball at Clark. Very good athlete. Keith Bond. What can you say about Keith Bond? He played basketball, ran track, and I think his greatest asset was his track prowess. Keith Bond was unstoppable. And if I'm not mistaken, Keith Bond was one of the state qualifiers, and he was on that, I want to say the mile relay, but don't my mind, you know, my memory. Yeah, but Keith Bond was one of the greatest ever. Don't forget it. And Charles Anthony, one of the greatest basketball players on that 1975 team. And I'm going to mention his sister, Stephanie Anthony, one of the greatest of all time. Yeah, you know her by her podcast and her radio show, Smiles. And if you don't, have you never heard it, you can go on Facebook. And I believe she's on, I want to say WESL, but very, very professional, very, very good a podcast and radio show, Stephanie Miles. So her and Charles Anthony, two of the best that East St. Louis has ever produced. That's Charles Anthony and Stephanie Anthony, who owns and she's the commentator on Smiles TV. And I got to mention my man, Hank Harris. Hank Harris is probably one of the greatest athletes that some of you all have forgotten about. Hank Harris played baseball, basketball. I'm not for sure if he ran track, but I think he ran track too. But Hank Harris became one of the coaches at East St. Louis Senior High School for a short period of time. But man, he was electric in baseball. I'm talking about electric. And then you had the great Ray Russell. Ray Russell was probably one of the best cross-country men and track men that you'll ever see. Ray Russell. And I'm going to mention my man, Dwight Bell. Dwight Bell was probably one of the best track men that you'll ever find, and probably one of the better swimmers and divers that you'll ever find in East St. Louis. Dwight Bell. David Bozeman. Good guy, good friend, and a very good football player on the 1975 state team with East St. Louis Senior High School with his teammate, William King. William King, very, very big dude, but was really, really good football player. That was William King. Then you had Arnold Craig. Arnold Craig. I don't remember him, but I was told that he was a very good athlete. And last but not least, was Eddie Conrad. Eddie Conrad, boy, was he smooth on the basketball court. Eddie Conrad. So that's the Clark Cardinals. If I missed anyone, again, blame it on my memory and, you know, not on my heart. Okay, let's continue to the Martin Luther King Cobras. And this is the school that I attended. I'm going to name the coaches. And I remember quite a few of the coaches. I may not remember some of their first names. So let's get to it. The first coach I'm going to name is Leland Seabury Sr. He was the cross-country coach. He coached, I do believe he coached track. And he was also the basketball coach. Very, very good coach. Very, very good mind in sports. He was a baseball coach in the Quarry League. Coach Seabury, he should go down as if we had a Hall of Fame in East St. Louis, he would be there. Fonzie Coleman, football coach, 10-0 squad. They were the first undefeated team. John Watkins. Excellent, excellent coach. He coached at King. He also coached at Clark. Ralph Jones. Man, can't say enough about Ralph Jones. Very, very good coach. Robert Merritts. Oh, excellent coach. And Mrs. Hare, also a very good coach. He also had a boxing coach named William Stone. Mr. Stone was a very, very good coach. So let's continue with some of the greatest players that played at Martin Luther King Junior High School. We'll start off with the Gully Brothers. Yeah, they played at Lincoln Senior High School, and that's Ronnie Gully and Titus Gully. Ronnie Gully, the sharpshooter that probably couldn't stop him. He's going to score you 30. I don't care who you put on him. He's scoring 30 every night. Titus Gully. Also, he's giving you 18, 20 every night. And yeah, the Gully Boys, they were pretty tough, pretty hard to stop. And their counterpart, Victor Dozier, another guy you couldn't stop. He played basketball, and he was the center for the King Cobras. Another guy that's going to get you 20, 24, 28, 30 on a given night, Victor Dozier. And this other guy was probably one of the best athletes that East St. Louis has ever seen. That's Anthony Green. We called him Tony. Tony Green was a very, very good athlete. He played basketball. He played football. He also ran track. So Anthony Green. And we had a guy named Ricky Lewis. Ricky Lewis was a sharpshooter. They also used to say he didn't have a shot he didn't like. But Ricky Lewis was the quarterback on the football team. He played basketball. He was just a phenomenal baseball player. He also played professional baseball in Australia. He won numerous awards over there in Australia. I do believe he won most valuable player in Australia. Ricky Lewis was a very, very good baseball player, very good football player, excellent basketball player, all around good guy. And he also made music. Yeah, he has music on his resume. Ricky Lewis was a very, very just all around good guy. Next on the list was Big Sam Scott. Big Sam Scott was just an all around athlete. He played football, ran track. And a lot of people don't remember Sam Scott, but he dominated in whatever he did. Sam Scott dominated. We also have Askia Hamid. You all know him as Steve Scott, Steve Collins. But Askia Hamid played football, ran track, and he was dominant in track. So, yeah, let's give a shout out to all these guys. And his counterpart, his buddy, I think they played in college together. I think it's Texas Southern. Yeah, they played at Texas Southern. This guy's name, Eric Harper. His name now is Eric Mahmoud Bey. Excuse me. And Eric Harper was a football player, track man. He transferred out of East St. Louis Senior High School, and he became the quarterback in Jacksonville, Florida, where he dominated in Jacksonville. And he went on to play at Texas Southern. So let's give a shout out to those two guys, Askia Hamid and Eric Harper. Then we have on the list Drop Moody, Robert Drop Moody, who was a heck of a hurdler, heck of a track man. Alex Griffin, probably one of the toughest little guys in track that you'll ever meet. Alex Griffin was very, very hard to beat. Him and Greg Harris, cross country track. Greg Harris, you see that big afro. He had a giant afro. And man, once you see that giant afro take off, you thought he was sprinting, running cross country. This guy was very good. And then you had little Freddie Wills, little bitty guy. But boy, could he run. Freddie Wills ran track for King, and he also ran track for East St. Louis Senior High School. Very good track man. Lamar Jackson, he played, I want to say he played football and baseball for East St. Louis Senior High School. But he was a very good athlete at King Junior High School. Timothy Dancy, man, I want to say this guy was totally, totally underrated. He probably was one of the fastest guys on the track team, one of the fastest guys on the football team, and he could run that football. Timothy Dancy. Then you had Leonard Luck Nelson. Leonard Nelson was a basketball player. He played at Lincoln Senior High School, and he's probably one of the best basketball players, and he stayed fit all up until he's probably 40s. He still was playing basketball. Yeah. And then you had Alonzo Honeydew Bird. Alonzo Bird played, I want to say he played quarterback, but he was a very, very good athlete. And we had a guy we called Naps Nelson. A lot of people don't remember Naps Nelson, but he could let it fly. He played basketball, and Naps would just put it up. He was good. And we had a guy named Ronald Jap Huddleston. Now, Ronald Jap Huddleston played basketball at Lincoln Senior High School, but Jap was a very, very good football player. He also played basketball, and he was a heck of a basketball player. And then we had Tommy Lowe. Tommy Lowe played basketball and baseball. I'm sorry, he played baseball. And we had a guy named Bronzell Moore, the Moore brothers, all three of them. And let me say this to you, they are my brothers. They are Jay Lamont's brothers. Bronzell Moore, Marvin Moore, and Daryl Moore. They all three were very, very good athletes. Bronzell Moore was a running back on the football team. Marvin Moore played guard on the football team. And Daryl Moore was a wrestler at the East St. Louis Senior High School. I do believe he went undefeated. I forget what his record was. I'm sorry, my memory elapsed me. I think he was like 21-0. But yeah, Bronzell Moore, Marvin Moore, and Daryl Moore, the Moore brothers, they dominated on the athletic field. And then we had another guy, Don Luaters, who won state in wrestling. He was a heck of a football player, and he also wrestled. Then we had the Cannon family. Yeah, the Cannon family. We had Clemmy Cannon, who led them off in basketball. If you wanted to see a globetrotter in junior high school, that was Clemmy Cannon. Clemmy Cannon could lead the offense. He was a great, great basketball player. He started it off. And then you had Carmen Cannon, who was just awesome. Carmen Cannon could shoot that ball. She could run the court. And then you had the youngest one, who was Nikki Cannon. Now you see him doing the City of Champions broadcast with Larry Duncan. That's Clarence Nikki Cannon. He played basketball for Lincoln Senior High School. All three of those played basketball at Lincoln Senior High School, and they represented. But let me give a shout out to their mother and their father. Their father was a Clemmy Cannon Sr., was a heck of a basketball player. So don't get it twisted. It's in the genes. But their mother was the first journalist that I saw on CBS. Every Sunday morning, I believe it was Sunday mornings, or was it Saturday mornings? It was Sunday mornings. I would wake up just to see their mother on television. And she was a very, very good professional journalist that I would see on CBS. So let's give a great shout out to the Cannon family. That's Clemmy Cannon Jr., Carmen Cannon, and Clarence Nikki Cannon. They are fabulous. And go with your bad self, City of Champions TV. I watch you every chance I get. And let's go with the Powell family. That's Sharique Powell, Chico Powell, and how could I forget the mayor? I can't think of your name right now because I'm sick, but she was the mayor of East St. Louis and probably one of the best basketball players this city has ever seen. But let's not forget Sharique Shorty Powell. The Dipsy Doo. He would throw the Dipsy Duo, baby. And he played for the Astros. He was probably one of the best baseball players to come out of East St. Louis. And you had Chico Powell, who played basketball for King. He also was a great baseball player. He was just phenomenal in his own right. So you had the Powell family, who were very, very good athletes in their own right. None other than next on the list is Chester Marshall. Chester Marshall was a heck of a baseball player. Now, he could play other sports just as well, but he specialized in baseball. He played at Lincoln Senior High School. He also had a tryout with the St. Louis Cardinals, and he played with their farm team. So shout out to my man, Chester Marshall. He was a great, great ball player. May he rest in peace. Dominic Jefferson. Dominic Jefferson was an undersized middle guard, played on the football team. Dominic, I don't know how many sacks he had, but if I'm not mistaken, Dominic might have led the team in sacks. Dominic was a heck of a middle guard, and he was undersized. He shouldn't have even been playing no middle guard, but he got in where he fit in. And look, Dominic sacked the quarterback, I think, more than I've seen anybody do it. But Brett Bradford was the defensive end, the punter. He played basketball, baseball, football. He was an all-around athlete. He could do it all. There was nothing that he couldn't do. I think he almost had a tryout with the St. Louis Cardinals as a punter. He had Roger Worley's agent. He was a very, very good athlete. Brett Bradford, defensive end, split end, basketball player, and his counterpart, which was me, Melvin Works. That's me, Jay Lamont. I know you all didn't know that was me, but yeah, that's me. And I played on the same team with East St. Louis Senior High School. That's all I'm gonna say about me. And Eric Chapman, let me tell y'all something about this little dude, Eric Chapman. He played basketball, and this guy probably was the fastest guy, and he also ran track, I do believe. But on the basketball court, this guy was the slipperiest, fastest dude I ever seen. He could stop on a dime. You see how these guys do it now? How they stop on a dime? Well, that was Eric Chapman in basketball. And then you had my boy Walter Tuttle. I forget Tuttle's last name. But Tuttle probably was probably the tallest guy that we ever had at King. And Tuttle played football. He played basketball. No, he wasn't the tallest. He wasn't the tallest. But he Tuttle was probably one of the best centers that King had ever saw. He was pretty, pretty darn good. And then next, I think Marlon Reed was probably the tallest. Marlon Reed. And Marlon Reed played basketball for King and played basketball for Eastside. And him and Tuttle might have been around the same height, because Marlon Reed was about 6'8", I believe. And he was a very, very good basketball player in his own right. And next on the list is Selwyn Harris. Selwyn Harris was an undersized tackle. He played football. He was an undersized tackle. But you would never know it, because he opened up those holes, and he probably should have played defense, because he played offense like a defensive player. In other words, he would hit you. Then you had a guy named Michael Savage. And then we had a guy named Samuel Kipkano Pleasant. We had never seen a guy like this run track before. I don't think he ever got tired. This guy won the city championship every year that he ran track. Samuel Kipkano Pleasant. He won the cross country championship. And he won the track championship in the distance running. Samuel Kipkano Pleasant. Then we had the Armour brothers, all three of them. They were very good players. Amos Armour, Greg Armour, and Chico Armour. And to save time, I'm just going to start naming guys, because we got to save a little time. We had Ray Mosby in basketball, Philip Gilmore, Daryl Joyner, Cleveland Crosby, the professional football player, Cleveland Crosby for the Cleveland Browns, Dart Tolliver, probably the best baseball player in East St. Louis history, Lamar Pickett, probably the fastest guy at King, Lamar Pickett. And let me see who else we got here at King, because it's a lot of players at King, because I went to King, so I remember a lot of those guys. And then we had the Burrow brothers, Adam Burrow and Eli Burrow. Woo! I could talk about them all day also. They were two phenomenal athletes, Adam Burrow and Eli Burrow. Both of those guys were really good. Robert Sally, Creighton Nunn, Marvin Honey Money Edmonds. Speed galore. Just keep it. Let's keep it moving. Marvin Honey Money Edmonds, James Hotshot Ivy. Hotshot gave me my first concussion. I had to say it. He hit me so hard. He hit me so hard. No, he gave me my second concussion, but he gave me a concussion. James Hotshot Ivy, Clifford Douglas, Bronson Williams, Alvin Watson, Kenneth Wilson, Anthony Jordan, and Carl Mandingo Evans, and none other than my man, the speedy Keith Tolliver. Okay, so I know I don't have very much more time, but I'm going to name some of the coaches that I forgot to name. That's Coach Grossball, who coached chess. Coach Lockridge, very, very good coach at Eastside. Coach Crenshaw Crawford, Coach Vinson, who I think should have had his shot at head coach at Eastside. Coach Vinson, Coach Daniels, and Coach Nunn. All these guys should be in the East St. Louis Hall of Fame. These guys are very, very good coaches, every last one of them. And some of my all-time greats at East St. Louis Senior High School, I got to name some of them because I don't remember what middle school they went to or East St. Louis High School they went to. So I'm just going to start naming them. That's Betty Smith, ran tracks. Stephanie Standback, Kim Whalen, Beverly Scott, Evelyn Newsom, Roderick Glover, and all the Onyemiliquays. I can't remember some of their names. I remember Cindy Onyemiliqua. I can't think of her older sister who ran track and the middle young lady who ran track, but they were all probably the best. Ken Waterbug Watts, one of the best wrestlers in the history of East St. Louis. Waterbug, probably the best wrestler of all time almost. Ken Waterbug Watts. Maurice Horton, probably the best athlete to ever grace any sport in East St. Louis. He played every sport. He was a professional in almost every sport. Maurice Horton and his son Jamal Horton. Bad, bad dudes. Big Jethro, JoJo Windham, Steve Brown, Pierre Duran, Rush City, Ricky May, Shelby Jordan, one of the best professionals and one of the first professionals, Melvin Kennedy, Barry Creighton, bad dude, Wishbone, forget your name, Wishbone, I probably already named you, Ronald Magruder, Mickey Tank, Michael Mickey Tank, I forget your last name, Michael Hill, Mickey Tank, James Chinese Giles, Tucker Joe, Myron Bones, John DeLoach, Larry Lee, and y'all give Myron Bones, y'all give him his day. He probably one of the best athletes ever. Yeah, y'all give Myron Bones his day. John DeLoach, Larry Lee, Teddy Spraggins, one of the best basketball players ever. Alvin Bush, Brian Cox, y'all know Brian Cox. Coach Brian Cox, one of the best football players, professionals. Billy Broadnecks, Fred Patterson, Lee Malone, Greg Grape Juice Johnson, professional, St. Louis Cardinals. Steve Franklin, Orlando Pope, hardest hitting linebacker ever. Johnny Poe, best safety ever. New Orleans Saints, Johnny Poe. Chris Harris played for Assumption, and his brother, Selwyn Harris, that's Selwyn Harris's brother, Chris Harris, and they had a middle brother, played at Eastside. Y'all know who he is. I just can't think of his name. Star with a B. Anyway, y'all know who he is. He was the hardest hitting dude at Eastside. Johnny Ramsey, James Duckworth, Cassine Isaac, Finest Cole. Oh, and that's my cousin, Cassine Isaac, hard hitting dude. Finest Cole, 5-0. Y'all know 5-0. Odell Mitchell Jr., Brian Leonard. And we're going to round it off with Barry Malloy, the coach, the track coach, Barry Malloy, state man. That's going to round it off for the best of the best in East St. Louis for the 70s and the 80s. And I think Barry Malloy played in the 90s. But that's all I can remember. That's about all I can remember. And some of those guys should be in the East St. Louis Hall of Fame. And I'm going to end it with this. The Cole brothers need their day, because Terry Cole was the assistant director at the University of Illinois, the first quarterback in East St. Louis history. Jimmy Cole, bad, bad defensive back. Bobby Cole, the best of one of the best of all the Cole brothers. And Terrell Cole, one of the best swimmers of all time. They should get their day. I'm Jay Lamont. This has been Vintage Sports Internet News. I hope you enjoyed the East St. Louis finest. Thank you for listening. And this should be my final recording. I hope it was a doozy. See you later. Peace.